As it came about over the past few weeks, it became evident that this was an opportunity we couldn't refuse at this point in time. So we got very serious in January about purchasing this area. We knew about it, we had the data on it, and we figured, okay, it's time to strike. So we purchased this 25 to almost 2,600 hectares, which brings a total area for Cerro Caliche now to almost 4,000 hectares.
That's a lot of land, Ken.
That's a lot of land, and there's a lot of exploration on it. And I can tell you, there's a lot of mineralization on this new zone that we've acquired as well. We know it's mineralized. We know there's been not only just the potential for mining, but actual mining taking place. And we know that the mineralization surrounding the area of that earlier mine is a highly prospective region for us to do some exploration. In fact, drill holes that had been drilled back in the 10, 15 years ago could now be twinned by us since we now legally have the mineral rights to that area.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, Andy. How are you?
Doing really well. To all my viewers and listeners, I'm talking to Ken McLeod and John Darche from Sonora Gold. Just so everybody knows, in full disclosure, I am a shareholder. I've been a shareholder for over a year. Now I'm a very happy shareholder. Just that's full disclosure. I also own warrants on the company. Just full disclosure. And Sonora Gold is also a sponsor of natural resource stocks. Ken, let's start with you. Big news happening that just hit this morning. Let's talk about that. What did you guys do, and how long have you had this up your sleeve?
Well, Andy, it's always been part of our strategy to see if there are any prospective areas that we should be expanding Cerro Caliche into. And we are in a very, very prolific mineralization zone at Cerro Caliche. We're surrounded to the southeast by the Mercedes mine, to the west by the Cerro Prieto mine, and to the north, the major deposit of Santa Gertrudis. So we've been thinking for quite some time as to whether any of these entities would be sort of complementary to Sonoro, and we figured that no, it's better for us to go it alone. We have the ability and the desire to actually expand our own operations, and we don't need to have any relationships with our neighbors. So having said that, it was a very, very recent introduction to us by the owner of the area we're just acquired. And we had to go in there, and we looked at it, and we thought, we've known about the mineralization on it for quite some time, but we were not really interested in buying it until we were in production with Cerro Caliche, and then we could start to expand. But as it came about over the past few weeks, it became evident that this was an opportunity we couldn't refuse at this point in time. So we got very serious in January about purchasing this area. We knew about it, we had the data on it, and we figured, okay, it's time to strike. So we purchased this 25 to almost 2,600 hectares, which brings a total area for Cerro Caliche now to almost 4,000 hectares.
That's a lot of land, Ken.
That's a lot of land, and there's a lot of exploration on it. And I can tell you, there's a lot of mineralization on this new zone that we've acquired as well. And we know that the Cerro Caliche zones of mineralization at the northern end of the property continue on to the zones at the south end of this new acquisition. And further to the south, in a southeastern corner, a lot of the drilling we had done there back in 2022 also seemed to indicate that the mineralization was going to the south of the property, or the southeast of the property as well. And we've acquired that concession as part of this package. So all in all, it looks to me like it from a strategic perspective, we have secured the potential to increase the size of the mineralization at Cerro Caliche, and we also, by extension, therefore, we could be extending the life of mine or the size or the overall throughput of the project on a daily basis. So that was the result of this new acquisition.
Okay, so you just mentioned this is really brownfields. Well, I just want to characterize it. Would that be a correct characterization of this?
Classified as a brownfields. Keep in mind that this area had been drilled by several earlier explorers over the past 20 years. And in fact, there was a mining operation on the concession, on this new concession, back in the late 2018, 2019 range. And so we know it's mineralized. We know there's been not only just the potential for mining, but actual mining taking place. And we know that the mineralization surrounding the area of that earlier mine is a highly prospective region for us to do some exploration. In fact, drill holes that had been drilled back in the 10, 15 years ago could now be twinned by us since we now legally have the mineral rights to that area. We can twin those holes to see whether we can start to develop a resource in that area, in conjunction with us drilling at Cerro Caliche as well, because keep in mind that the main focus for us is to get Cerro Caliche into production at the earliest. And that way there, when we are in production, we're generating cash flow, then the cash flow will be applied towards additional drilling. And so now we have expanded the area of drilling, which means that we have expanded the potential for enlarging the resource at Cerro Caliche.
Got it. So I'm clear here. You have all of the data that was done before, correct?
We have a lot of data that we cannot release simply because we have not verified with our own QP. And so over time, we'll go in there, use that data to maximum impact and be able to hopefully quantify the potential for a resource in that new district.
Got it. Understood. John, let me pivot to you here. First reaction is I love that you guys are expanding the resource, actually. I love that. But what do you say to those investors or those potential investors that say, well, why not just focus on what you have and get that in production?
A very good question, which has been posed already a few times. And I think the answer is always the truth. We are going to go to production, but what we do see in the current gold price and the current atmosphere, it's more beneficial to our shareholders to have a larger resource. That's undoubtedly that. Yes, we would be a very profitable company with the Cerro Caliche. We develop it, we're in production. I think everybody will be happy. But this bonus that's come here. This is not for promotional purposes. You know us, we're not a promotional team. I go back to the fact that we have a very serious group. Jorge Diaz, mining engineer, Mal Herdrick, a geologist, Oscar, another geologist, Ken and myself on the front. We're all together on this here. And yes, we have 28% of the company. And you, Andy, are a shareholder. We have a good European following. And we are having an increasing number of followers from the United States and from Asia. And one of the things I think we have here now is what we call an opportunity. And in life, when opportunities come along, you allow them to pass and you just stick with your knitting, or you say, here we have a bigger horizon. Now, there's more interest being shown in the company. And as we said before, yes, it's our determination to go to production, but there's also interest being shown. And we've also declared, and this is not our mandate, but if there's an offer that would come through from a mining company because of the whole district becoming more and more attractive, we would have to consider it, but we'd be considering it with a much larger property. So I would say to the investors, we are firm in terms of our business approach. We're commercial, we're realistic. And this was a strategic step which we have taken. It was not just we woke up one day, let's do it. It had to fit in with a plan. It's not a property that's 10 miles away, 10, 20 kilometers away. This is adjacent and to the north is on trend, so we know that. So this to us is the correct thing to do. We see in the marketplace no reaction as such. I never expected it because it's new. People still get to understand what are these guys doing. And I think, and it's also worth mentioning that there was a financing that was completed last year in September where the shares became free trading on the 11th. And in the last 5 days, 4 or 5 trading days, we traded over 5 million shares. Stability, liquidity. And so to the investors out there looking, it's relatively easy to buy and to sell shares in this range, right? And thankfully, what we've seen over the time of more and more people coming in, And from our point of view, looking at this, we're building an ever-increasing higher plateau base on which we go for. People can buy, people can sell, and that's good. And as we move forward, I think, and we're able to provide more information, which will come out, and we'll get posted on our website, and we'll have a follow-up news release. Once we feel that we've done enough verification, we can say more. But at this time, I think investors have to look at the company, look at the management, look at the track record and say, these guys, are they promoters or are they developing a business? And I think those who are with us now will recognize we're focused and we're developing a business. And therefore, this was a strategic acquisition that we see will add value, considerable value to our shareholders. And whether that's this year, next year, or whatever, we have it. And as Ken said, it came up and we had to look at it realistically and hard. And the farmer is a very honorable person. He gave us a limited amount of time to review it, and we did, and we came up and said, we have to go for it. And the terms are very attractive. Payment over 4 years, monthly payments in the first year. So it's not a hardship. And it's one that we think will be reflected in our share price, maybe in the next couple of months or so when people start to understand what we're doing.
Ken, so really, what is the plan for the next? Take me through the next quarter or two. The company plan.
Yes, Andy, we've never lost our focus on the main element that is going to drive Cerro Caliche forward and Sonoro as the parent company forward. And that is obtaining the MIA approval, the Environmental Impact Statement approval. In the meantime, we anticipate we'll be publishing a new PEA. First of all, the valuation number should be coming out in early February, and then the full report will be coming out in March or early April. So these two factors are the main drivers for us to start generating a brand new valuation for the company as a whole. Because when you look at the original MIA that was published in August of 2023, all the calculations were based upon a valuation for gold. With this new PEA, we're anticipating a significant increase in the valuation of the company and the project as a whole. And the reason for that, of course, the original PEA in August of 2023 was done on the basis of $1,800 gold with a sensitivity of $2,000 gold. Nowadays, with gold trading at over $4,600, obviously, we're not going to be calculating the resource on the basis of $4,600. But if it's anywhere close to plus or minus $3,000, you can imagine that there will be a significant impact on the valuation of the project on that basis. So we're looking forward to getting that accomplished. And my best guess right now for timing is first week of February, we should be publishing the numbers off the PEA and followed by within 45 days. Publishing the entire report. So we're looking forward to that. And that should have a material impact on the valuation of A, the project, and B, the shares of the company, because we will then be starting to evaluate the company on the basis of this A, the higher gold price, and B, the prospect of gold going even higher than where it is today. And so I believe that getting this PEA in front of the shareholders within the next 30 days is of paramount importance. And we're working hard to achieve approval of the MIA, the Environmental Impact Statement, in the first quarter of 2026.
Excellent. John, land the plane here with us here. Why should investors pay attention again to you? Again, they just hold the hurdle, heard a lot of information, but land the plane on that. Where can investors find you? What exchanges are you traded on in the ticker symbols?
Okay, well, on the TSXV with SGO, Canada, and the United States QTCQB, SMOFF, and in Germany, FRA 23SP. Those are the exchanges. And we're trading actively on all those exchanges, I'm pleased to say.
Yes, you are. You've had tremendous volume.
Well, that's one thing that I think we can say to our shareholders. The liquidity and the stability is something that we have been able to deliver. And we have a very active and loyal shareholder base increasing. And really, it's the same situation as before. Sonoro, as we've said, has the five essential components to be successful: the people, the property, the ownership structure, a business plan, and access to capital. And I think we've demonstrated that all through. Each of those last three financings, Andy, have been non-brokered and oversubscribed. So we have a good following, and we're very grateful to the shareholders and their patience. And we're here, we're committed.
Well, I'm very grateful. I say that as a shareholder, so thank you for that, gentlemen. Well, let's get you on again, either as new news drops, which I was surprised when this dropped, but yeah, when news drops, or we'll get you on regardless, just to catch up in February. How does that sound?
That's perfect.
All right. Thank you,
Thank
gentlemen.
you.
Thank you,
Pleasure.
Andy. Great to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you guys.